About 119 MPs will attend the Sunyang Congress, even though Parliament will sit today. The Majority Leader, Kletta Savuka, said the absence of the MPs will affect business in Parliament. However, it is important for the MPs to attend the Congress since it's a major political event. He spoke to Kingsley Obinchere.
In all, if we take NDC MPs and then allies like PNC, two of them, and then one independent, we are 109. That includes ministers and deputy ministers who are MPs.
Will their absence not affect business in the House?
Well, certainly, it will affect the business of the House, but you know that this is also an important political and program and also part of our democratic process. We have to marry the two together to make sure that at least we get the results. So it's not that tomorrow morning there will be some few members of the NDC who will go to Parliament to attend to the chamber, and then on or by afternoon time, they will also be able to leave to Sunyang so they can drive in the daytime, not in the night. By consensus, there will be light work in Parliament tomorrow. There won't be major activity and there won't be any controversial matter because both sides will not be balanced in the chamber.
You say by consensus, that means you've already sought the minority's view on it. Is that
exactly
true?
We have discussed that with the Madam Speaker today, and then the majority appreciate the political program that we have. It would have been ideal if we were doing the recess of Parliament, but since unfortunately it is not during the recess of Parliament, it is only Friday that some of us will be absent from the chamber.
Majority Leader Kletta Savuka. The Minority Leader Osechi Mensah Bonsu said the situation has to be accepted, but it will be difficult to make progress in Parliament without the majority. He described the situation as unfortunate and hoped nothing of the sort happens again.
We have to tolerate the situation. I wouldn't say that there was consensus, because clearly it will be difficult to progress in the House without the majority. And so we are forced to live with it.
I think certainly we could have done better.
It's a bit unfortunate that the NDC were not consultative enough with the leadership of the party in Parliament. If they were, this thing could have been avoided.
Can we have it in place that perhaps it would be good and prudent to regularly hold it during recess and not during when Parliament is sitting?
The previous ones that we have had relating to both the NDC and the MPP have all been held during the recess period. So I cannot really comprehend why this time around they are choosing to do it when Parliament is in session. It's unfortunate. But as I said, maybe we all have to learn useful lessons from this.
Minority Leader Osechi Mensah Bonsu in that interview with Kingsley Obinchere.